Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, think about it. Like right now, as we're speaking, a former Marine, if there is a former Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine, Stephen Kalaszewski, who served two tours of duty in Iraq. He defended us. He fought for us. He laid down with his brothers his freedom to go fight for our freedom for a time in the United States Marine Corps. And now he comes back and he begins to wonder what life's about, and he cries out to God, and God meets him. You can go to the VFN Torch and hear his testimony. You know, Marine encounters God. It was a powerful, powerful Saul-like transformation as he cried out to God, and God showed up so powerfully that he had to pause for a moment and think, oh, he's real now? I feel him, and I don't know what to say.
Yeah, right.
Hello? Is that you, God? And he went through the process because he knew that I needed to get rightly related, and I needed to get connected, and I needed to be discipled. I needed to know the ways of Jesus. And then I want to be trained up and go through VFNU, and I want to have family around me because we're called to be family and fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. And he decides to join Gideon's army. And today, as we speak, today, because he responded to the call that I'm talking to you about right now. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is about to be blessed.
That's right.
Why? Because he's being the first. Mm-hmm. He's the first to carry what this generation's going to do for God. Listen, what you're seeing primarily in America is what the past generation has done, and that is so cool, and it is God. You need to honor that. Mm-hmm. But listen, there's a new wind blowing across this nation. Everything that's been before is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And to be frank with you, a lot of people just need to let go and let God.
Right.
As Chuck Pierce said, that we're being held captive because we won't let go of what God's wanting to take control of in his church, mm-hmm. the government of the church. And because Steve listened, because he said, yes, here I am, God, send me. I mean, he was willing to go and fight for your freedom, and now he's willing to fight for the freedom of those in Pittsburgh. He's going to plant a church in Pittsburgh to tell them about the love of God. Mm-hmm. He's already gone and spied out the land. You got to hear it. You got to hear the stories of what God's doing. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. It's not about what religion's made it out to be. Listen, I mean, Easter is so important about what happened that day, but listen, it's more than an Easter play. Every single day of your life should be filled with great excitement and expectation and abiding with him and launching out and going into new cities. I mean, you're going to spend eternity either regretting not doing this or dreading what you did instead or celebrating gratitude, thinking, I'm so glad I did not waste one moment of that because this life is so short. Mm-hmm. You're going to have all of eternity to think about it. And nothing truly satisfies, you know it is, other than obeying God, living in God's presence. We're created for his presence. We were made to love him. And loving him is obeying him.
All right.
But he empowers us to be even to love him and to go this. So here he is, this Marine. Now he's in Gideon's army, headed to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Big old U-Haul truck, car being pulled behind it. To plant a church. Why? Because he's like Paul. He's like Paul. He said, here I am, right? Like Isaiah, right. Send me. I believe, God, that you can win Pittsburgh. That you love the people of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you want me to tell them that you love them and you have a plan for your life. And you want me to preach your kingdom to them one by one. And you want me to begin to connect and relate. And those that believe, you want me to baptize them in the three rivers. Mm-hmm. And disciple them. What do you believe in God for? Another car? Mm. Another raise? A bigger cable package? Mm-hmm. A third relationship? Right, come on. Think about it. Live life on the edge of obeying God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.